The Last Question by Isaac Asimov. The Last Question was asked for the first time, half in jest, on May 21st, 2061, at a time when humanity first stepped into the light. The question came about as a result of a $5 bet over highballs, and it happened this way. Alexander Adel and Bertram Lupov were two of the faithful attendants of Multivac. As well as any human beings could, they knew what lay behind the cold, clicking, flashing face, miles and miles of face of that giant computer. They had at least a vague notion of the general plan of relays and circuits that had long since grown past the point where any human could possibly have a firm grasp of the whole. Multivac was self-adjusting and self-correcting. It had to be, for nothing human could adjust and correct it quickly enough, or even adequately enough. So Adel and Lupov attended the monstrous giant only lightly and superficially, yet as well as any man could. They fed it data, adjusted questions to its needs, and translated the answers that were issued. Certainly they, and all others like them, were fully entitled to share in the glory that was Multivac's. For decades, Multivac had helped design the ships and plotted trajectories that enabled man to reach the Moon, Mars, and Venus. But past that, Earth's poor resources could not support the ships. Too much energy was needed for the long trips. Earth exploited its coal and uranium with increasing efficiency, but there was only so much of both. But slowly Multivac learned enough to answer deeper questions more fundamentally, and on May 14, 2061, what had been theory became fact. The energy of the sun was stored, converted, and utilized directly on a planet-wide scale. All Earth turned off its burning coal, its fissioning uranium, and flipped the switch that connected all of it to a small station 1 mile in diameter, circling the Earth at half the distance of the Moon. All Earth ran by invisible beams of sun power. 7 days had not sufficed to dim the glory of it, and Adel and Lupov finally managed to escape from the public functions and to meet in quiet where no one would think of looking for them, in the deserted underground chambers where portions of the mighty buried body of Multivac showed. Unattended, idling, sorting data with consented lazy clicking, Multivac 2 had earned its vacation, and the boys appreciated that. They had no intention originally of disturbing it. They had brought a bottle with them, and their only concern at the moment was to relax in the company of each other and the bottle. "It's amazing when you think of it," said Adele. His broad face had lines of weariness in it, and he stirred his drink slowly with a glass rod, watching the cubes of ice slur clumsily about. "All the energy we can possibly ever use for free. Enough energy if we wanted to draw on it, to melt all Earth into a big drop of impure liquid iron, and still never miss the energy so used. All the energy we could ever use forever and forever and forever." Lupov cocked his head sideways. He had a trick of doing that when he wanted to be contrary. And he wanted to be contrary now, partly because he had had to carry the ice and glassware. "Not forever," he said.
"Oh hell, just about forever. Till the sun runs down, Bert."
"It's not forever."
"All right then. Billions and billions of years, 10 billions maybe. Are you satisfied?"
Lupov put his fingers through his thinning hair as though to reassure himself that some was still left, and sipped gently at his own drink. 10 billion years isn't forever."
"Well, it will last our time, won't it?"
"So would the coal and uranium."
"All right, but now we can hook up each individual spaceship to the solar station, and it could go to Pluto and back a million times, without ever worrying about fuel. You can't do that on coal and uranium. Ask Multivac if you don't believe me." I don't have to ask Multivac. I know that. Then stop running down what Multivac's done for us, said Adele, blazing up. It did all right. Who said it didn't? What I say is that the sun won't last forever. That's all I'm saying. We're safe for 10 billion years, but then what? Lupov pointed a slightly shaky finger at the other. And don't say we'll switch to another sun. There was silence for a while. Adele put his glass to his lips, only occasionally, and Lupov's eyes slowly closed. They rested. Then Lupov's eyes snapped open. You're thinking we'll switch to another sun when ours is done, aren't you? I'm not thinking. Sure you are. You're weak on logic. That's the trouble with you. You're like the guy in the story who was caught in a sudden shower and who ran to a grove of trees and got under one. He wasn't worried, you see, because he figured when one tree got wet enough, he could just get under another tree.
I get it, said Adele. Don't shout. When the sun is done, the other stars will be gone, too.
Darn right they will, muttered Lupov. It all had a beginning in the original cosmic explosion, whatever that was, and it will all have an end when all the stars run down. Some run down faster than others. Tell the giants won't last 100 million years. The sun will last 10 billion years, and maybe the dwarfs will last 200 billion, for all the good they are. But just give us 1 trillion years, and everything will be dark. Entropy has to increase to maximum. That's all.
I know all about entropy, said Adele, standing on his dignity.
The hell you do!
I know as much as you do.
Then you know everything's got to run down someday.
All right, who says they don't?
You did, you poor sap. You said we had all the energy we needed forever. You said forever.
It was Adele's turn to be contrary.
Maybe we can build things up again someday, he said.
Never.
Why not? Someday.
Never.
Ask Multivac.
You ask Multivac. I dare you. $5 said it can't be done.
Adele was just drunk enough to try, just sober enough to be able to phrase the necessary symbols and operations into a question, which in words might have corresponded to this. Will mankind one day, without the net expenditure of energy, be able to restore the sun to its full youthfulness, even after it had died of old age? Or maybe it could be put more simply like this. How can the net amount of entropy of the universe be massively decreased? Multivac fell dead and silent. The slow flashing of lights ceased. The distant sounds of clicking relays ended. Then, just as the frightened technicians felt they could hold their breath no longer, there was a sudden springing to life of the teletype attached to that portion of Multivac. 5 words were printed. Insufficient data for meaningful answer.
No bet, whispered Lupov. They left hurriedly.
By next morning, the two, plagued with throbbing head and cottony mouth, had forgotten about the incident.